Good morning. These are your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather for Wednesday the 24th of September. I'm John Baker. Political parties and groups are revisiting the subject of debating voting rights for foreigners 10 years after the referendum in which Luxembourgers rejected giving foreign nationals the right to vote in parliamentary elections. Luxembourg is now a very different country, however, and with the population standing at around 680,000, 47% of whom are foreigners, it is felt that the time is right to revisit the subject, and a discussion took place on Monday night between a number of parties at the Chambre de Salary. Following Luxembourg's official recognition of the State of Palestine, Prime Minister Luc Frieden and Minister of Foreign Affairs Xavier Bettel have announced that the government is analysing the creation of a national sanctions framework. Minister Bettel clarified that Luxembourg currently lacks a legal basis for imposing national sanctions. This analysis is expected to be completed by the end of the year. With the accession of Grand Duke Guillaume looming, Luxembourg will introduce a new royal monogram on the 3rd of October to coincide with a change of throne. The stylized H of Grand Duke Henri will be replaced by a G for the Grand Duke Guillaume and was designed by graphic artist Yolande Kaiser. And in world news, ahead of their arrival on the shores of Gaza, the global Sumud flotilla have reported explosions, drones and dropped objects on at least 10 of their boats. The flotilla is carrying over 500 civilian volunteers, including doctors, lawyers, parliamentarians and human rights defenders, in an attempt to deliver food and medical supplies to Gaza. And finally, a massive sinkhole leaving a cavity dozens of metres deep in front of a main hospital on a Bangkok street appeared early this morning and is forcing evacuations. The roughly 50-metre hole pulled down power lines and exposed a burst pipe gushing water, AFP journalists have reported. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. And sports, starting with tennis. World number one Carlos Alcaraz has said he is preparing for a new and improved Jannik Sinner after beating his great rival in the US Open final. Italy's Sinner has admitted that he needed to overhaul his predictable game after losing to Alcaraz in New York earlier this month in the latest of a string of recent defeats to his Spanish nemesis. In baseball, and the Yankees have clinched a Major League Baseball playoff berth after Jose Caballero sealed a 3-2 come-from-behind victory over the Chicago White Sox. The Yankees, who fell to the Los Angeles Dodgers in last year's World Series, are back in the playoffs for the eighth time in nine seasons. And finally, in MotoGP, Marc Marquez will have the chance to clinch his seventh MotoGP World Championships in Japan this weekend to underline a season of dominance and match the record of motorcycle great Valentino Rossi. The Spanish Ducati rider is on a whopping 512 points and needs just 3 points more than his brother Alex Marquez to win the title with 5 weekends to spare of the 22-race season.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
The yellow rain and flood warning is now in place in Luxembourg until midnight tonight, and the rain will remain fairly incessant all day, I'm afraid. Northeasterly winds of around 21 kilometres an hour and a temperature range of 8 degrees to a high of around 11 degrees in the afternoon.